Country Club FM.
Judy and Corcoran has come up with what is our thought for the day now.
Okay.
Our thought for the day. And I think it is 21% of mammals are bats. I think you would revert to bats as being the subject there.
I would say.
I don't know. Because 21%, that's plural. How many percent? It's not one.
No.
It's 21. So I think plural would be the way to go there. 21% of mammals are bats. We figured that out. Also, Judy and Corcoran says, this is her saying of the day. She says, if you can't dazzle them with brilliance, baffle them with BS.
Right.
That sounds like something, I don't know, Shakespeare came up with, Socrates.
That's been around a long time.
Socrates.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Socrates, yes.
Somebody, certainly. Today's Bob Almanac, and we have an Almanac salute here this morning.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Who else but Bobby Knight would address an entire assembly hall crowd? What did that place sit in Bloomington?
You know,
14,000, 15,000, maybe 15, more than 16, that. Like when they first built it, probably more because they used to pack people like Williams Arena. They used to be able to get like 18,000, 19,000 in Williams Arena.
There was a lot of
way back in the old days.
View.
Yeah, six. People sitting on people's laps back then, and they didn't tell the fire marshal.
Right.
They'd give the fire marshal got free tickets courtside,
sure.
So he wouldn't say anything. But who else but Bobby Knight would be able to say that? He was outspoken. He was controversial, but the guy won. The guy won.
He was hard-boiled.
He had a high graduation rate, and never, ever did he get nabbed for any kind of NCAA violations.
They called him Coach.
He was Army. And, you know, he had an assistant coach you may have heard of at Army.
Mike
Krzyzewski. And then Indiana for like practically 30 years. And then he went to Texas Tech to wrap it up. And his sound bites are hilarious. He has so many.
And he was a fine chair thrower.
He was.
One of the best.
He threw probably the best chair of anybody
right
in the history. He did choke the player that one time. That was controversial.
And the comment about rape, that was
ill-advised. Yeah,
you got to think that one through a little
bit
more.
That one was not thought through at all.
No,
but
it really
he passed away yesterday. Passed away at home in Bloomington, surrounded by his family. Bob Knight, one of the great personal friends of Sid Hartman from the Star Tribune, of course.
Right.
He was 83, the great Bob Knight. And I watched a video where he returns to Assembly Hall in January of 2000. It had been 20 years. I should not say 2020.
Okay,
so it had been since 2000.
Okay.
When he was fired, that he had been to Assembly Hall, and it was a reunion of their 1980 Big Ten championship team. And it was pretty
emotional.
It was. Yeah. It really was, courtesy of the Big Ten Network. So Bobby Knight.
Yeah, I mean, I always heard him as Bobby Knight, and then Sid Hartman, you know, was talking about his close personal friend, Bob Knight. I go, nobody calls him Bob. They must be close.
Yes, exactly. That is right. But this story says Bob Knight.
And then it was a little more as he got older, maybe. There was a few more, but yep, the great Bobby Knight.
I tell you what, Bob Knight is the opening night at the Pine City Rodeo.
That's Bob Knight.
Bobby Knight is the longtime basketball coach who is now gone, but not forgotten. Today, Thursday, November 2nd, 306th day of the year. Let's stay with collegiate athletics here. And remember, it is an almanac quiz for tickets to see Lone Star and Thompson Square. I'm assuming Thompson Square will go first.
Yes.
And then Lone Star.
Yes.
Shortly thereafter, in February, your chance to win. November 2nd, 306th day of the year. Let's stay with collegiate sports. As I mentioned, it was this date, 1898, that it is believed that cheerleading begins in the United States.
Huh.
Johnny Campbell leads a crowd during a football game at...
Army?
The University of Minnesota.
What?
First, water skiing, and now cheerleading.
Huh.
University of Minnesota. What was your favorite cheer? Do you remember any of the cheers when you were in high school?
We got spirit.
Yes, we do.
We got spirit. how about you?
And then that was the back and forth.
That was some, yeah. Then
from
they would,
one
you know,
fan
how about
base
you?
To the other, exactly.
They point, yeah, so it was a good battle. One side of the gym had the home team. The other had the visitors.
Oh, the spirit.
Yes.
My favorite was R-O-W-D-I-E. That's the way we spell rowdy. Rowdy. Let's get rowdy. Woo. Do you remember that one? Did you ever have a rowdy one? Maybe that was more late 70s, early 80s after your time.
It might have been. I don't remember that one
as well. 1920, history of radio made this date. KDKA in Pittsburgh signed on as the world's first commercial radio station. Neil, what do you remember about signing on KDKA on this date, 1920?
I've been around a long time, but not quite that long.
It was a gas-powered transmitter. No, I'm joking. Yeah. No, it wasn't. No. There's some of that BS there going for, who was it, Judy? Hope you enjoyed it.
But we both did the sign-on shift for many years. You know, a lot of times the radio station I was at was off the air overnight.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We were not 24 hours.
I had to fire up an FM and an AM, but not at the same time.
Right.
FM at 5, AM at 6.
There you go.
1932, the Great Emu War begins. Australian soldiers armed with Lewis guns. Look up what a Lewis gun is. What's special about a Lewis gun? 1932.
L-E-W-I-S?
Yes, yeah, just like Grandpa Lewis.
Right.
Al Lewis.
Not like my dad, L-O-U-I-S.
Leo Lewis. Lewis guns sought to cull the emu population in Australia. The emus were destroying crops in the Campion district of Western Australia. I tell you what, there's one emu that I'd like to have them take out. That Limu emu. I'm kind of tired of seeing him. Right? Are you okay over there?
Yeah.
Heimlich? Because I don't know it. So you're on your own. Find
That's
a
good.
Chair. Find Lewis. A chair. I have not practiced the Heimlich in years. I'm afraid I'd break your sternum.
You probably would. A Lewis MK1 machine gun developed in 1911. Nicknamed the Belgian Rattlesnake. Wow. It is kind of an odd-looking machine gun, but yeah. Interesting.
The Lewis doesn't sound good for the emus. The emus, I don't know if they're going to make it.
Yeah, it had a little round, that held the bullets.
A magazine?
A little round magazine, yeah. And, there you go.
How about in 47?
Let's take a look at the controversial airship built after World War II by Howard Hughes. This is Hughes' seaplane, the Hercules, constructed at a cost of what was reported to be $25 million, $7 million of which was said to be Hughes' own money.
Yeah, Howard Hughes and the Spruce Goose, which was actually known as the Hercules, but it was a big old boondoggle. It flew once. It barely got off the, and I'm not going to say ground because he actually took off from a body of water. It was his only flight here this date. It just wasn't sustainable. It was heavy. It wasn't sustainable. It was made of wood.
Right.
And it looked like they tried to make it look like a boat and then with wings and the Spruce Goose on the sea. Now, while, you know, I'm somewhat dissatisfied with the Emu Limu, but one thing I would like to have from those commercials is what appears to be that yellow Plymouth Duster.
Ooh, that is
that
nice.
That they have. That looks beautiful. I'd love to have one of those. Let's move on to 48 now.
Feverish excitement reigned in the Democratic headquarters as a wild celebration greeted Thomas Dewey's defeat. The man of the people had accomplished a political miracle. At his home in Independence, Missouri, President Truman accepted the congratulations of the nation.
Harry Truman reelected. They thought Dewey had won. In fact, the Chicago Tribune thought Dewey had won. Because they even printed Dewey wins.
Whoops.
And then, of course, mocking them, Harry S. Truman. S stands for sarcasm. He, at his victory speech, held up the Chicago Tribune. You've seen that picture.
Yeah, premature tabulation.
Dare we say iconic.
Of the votes.
There. Yes, 1948. Stop the count, they were saying. That's what Dewey was saying. Stop the count. 1976.
A popular vote in Wisconsin with 90% of the precincts in. Carter holds a 50-48% lead. With those 11 electoral votes, I think Barbara has an important announcement.
Yes, I do. In the state of Hawaii, with 4 electoral votes, those votes have gone to Carter, and that does it. ABC now projects Carter is the winner with 272 electoral votes.
Even on election night, Harry Reasoner couldn't stand handing it off to Barbara Walters. Could you feel it?
It just bothered him to no end.
He just, right? I hope they patch things up.
Did he hate all women or just Barbara Walters? I don't really know.
I don't know what it was, but I don't know if Harry Reasoner ever smiled.
No.
To be honest. Right. And, you know, when you're giving the news, you don't have to smile.
Well, evidently.
I mean, I understand that even when he did the story about the water skiing squirrel, he did not smile. Harry Reasoner, ladies and gentlemen. So Jimmy Carter, elected president. We got our second vice president from Minnesota, Walter Mondale.
Yep.
Following up with Hubert Humphrey, who had been under LBJ.
Sure.
This date in 83.
The White House staged an impressive ceremony today. The president and Dr. King's widow walking into the Rose Garden together in an effort to spruce up Mr. Reagan's tattered civil rights image. The president signed the bill, which he had so strongly opposed, making Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday a national holiday.
Now, Sam Donaldson. Now, there's a guy who may have smiled too much.
Yeah.
On ABC News. But there he is reporting as President Reagan and signed the bill establishing the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. That was back on this date in 83. Mm-hmm. Some states didn't ratify it. Remember, Arizona was one. And the NFL, NFL was going, okay, now if you don't do that, you can't hold a Super Bowl.
Right.
I remember that happening. This date in 1990, Timberwolves. First game at Target Center.
Oh,
first,
sure.
First actual game that counted. They probably played a preseason, I'm sure. But
yeah, they had been at the Metrodome.
Yes, one season at the Metrodome, and then they opened up the 90-91 season under Bill Musselman.
Sure.
And Tony Campbell, 24 points. Sam Iam came off the bench for 19.
Nice.
Timberwolves beat the Mavericks in the first ever game at Target Center. 98-85.
That's
that
a good win.
This date in 1990. And thanks to Target, they're still... I mean, buildings usually go through a number of changes. But here we go back 33 years here, and it's been Target all the way through.
Right.
They're in this community to serve, apparently.
They had a nice renovation.
They did, yes.
In what, about 18, 19?
Mm-hmm. Let's move on a little bit here to 2015.
And no bones about it, folks. Kids of all ages have been anticipating this star ceremony. So today, Hollywood honors Snoopy with the 2,563rd star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
It's about time. I'll be excited, though, when Franklin or Pigpen gets their star.
Right.
As Snoopy got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame just days before the Peanuts movie was released. That was 8 years ago. Snoopy's star was placed right next to Charles Schulz himself.
Nice.
Yes. I hear they moved Buddy Hackett to get the spot. Buddy Hackett now is somewhere down the block.
Right.
They put him under a mailbox. Poor Buddy. And then 2016, this date.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the curse! Winning the World Series! Bryant makes the play!
The curse of the GOAT is over.
And the Cubs!
The curse of Bartman. They finally won it over. Thank you, Joe Buck. Cubs beat the Indians, another team that has been suffering. They haven't won since 48, so they're now the ones waiting.
Cleveland?
Yeah, they were the Indians then.
It's been
they're
that long.
The Guardians,
huh?
Yeah.
I thought maybe they snuck one in the 50s, but
nope, 48. Remember for Major League?
Oh, it's, yeah, that's right. That's right.
No, what does Euchre call it? It's turn back the clock night. Anybody who was still alive last time the Indians won the World Series, you get in free. Listen to that crowd. They love their Indians here in Cleveland. Anyway, so
47 of
the
them.
Cubs, you know, they gave Bartman, they gave him a World Series ring.
They did.
They sure did.
Wow.
This is an annoying song.
You don't have to convince me.
For those that watched Ted Lasso, it's Jamie Tart. You don't get the reference, but I thought it was pretty good.
Right.
You know, and this version, I think this is the official YouTube page of Pink Fong. 13 billion views. 13 billion for Pink Fong. Baby Shark became the most watched video on YouTube. And at this point in 2020,
wow,
3 years ago, they had 7 billion views. Now it's 13 billion. It's almost doubled. Doesn't take much to satisfy people these days.
No, I am not one of those 13 billion.
No. Hey, let's go to birthdays now today.
Issue number 4, intelligent beings on other planets, yes or no, Pat Buchanan.
I would think so, but...
Eleanor Cliff! Don't know.
Yeah, come on!
Me either.
Which one of those is having a birthday today?
Well, that's a good question.
It's Pat Buchanan.
Oh, Pat Buck.
Yes, Pat Buchanan, 85. There he is on the McLaughlin Group. But actually, that's Dana Carvey and Phil Hartman. It certainly was Pat Buchanan. He's been a presidential candidate, conservative commentator. He is 85 today.
Hello, darling.
Hi, darling.
Your timing couldn't have been any better.
Where are you going?
Jonathan, that must have been some fishing trip you were on. What'd you do, fall overboard?
Somebody else, as a matter of fact. I helped out. Now, where are you going?
To the
Jonathan Hart was on the Walleye Connection. He fell over up at Lake of the Woods.
Yeah.
Stephanie Powers, Jennifer Hart.
Jeez.
On the TV show. She was, no doubt. You got it. You have to agree with Max.
Yes, I do.
The butler and driver and all things that he did. Jennifer and Jonathan Hart, heart to heart. She was John Wayne's daughter in McClintock.
Yes. Yes.
The
great,
lovely.
Great role. Yeah, very lovely. Good actress.
Yeah, Stephanie Powers, nice 81.
When the world is ready to fall on your little shoulders.
J.D. Souther here today.
And when you're feeling lonely and small.
John David Souther, if you wish.
You need somebody there to hold you.
Is he with the Eagles, right? Or
that's not officially. Not officially.
Maybe like the 10th Eagle.
While Timothy B. Schmidt was officially J.D., he was kind of like the Billy Preston of the Beatles thing. He wrote Heartache Tonight, New Kid in Town.
Yeah.
I don't think he was ever officially
Eagle.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Although he was in training camp with the Eagles that one year.
Okay. As a kicker,
right? They're looking for a backup, Deron Jaworski.
Ooh, Polish cannon.
Yes. So J.D. Souther here today. Happy birthday at 78. 78.
Then I saw you last night.
Wasn't there? You tried a Katie Lang haircut, didn't you, there for a time in the 90s?
Yeah, I did. And didn't work for me either.
She had a country hit with this, and she had a couple of country hits
that were
top 50, top 40, maybe top 30.
I've been crying.
And a remake of Crying. Katie Lang is 62.
With Roy there, right?
That is Roy Orbison. Yeah. Good ear. Katie Lang is 62 and one of the Friends, and I thought it would only be fitting if this clip also included some Chandler.
It'll just be easier if it's the two of us, like college. Now, remember? First you break the ice with some kind of a joke so they know you're the funny one, then I swoop in with some interesting conversation so they'll see that I'm the brilliant, brooding, sexy one.
I thought I got to make the jokes.
Oh, yes, Matthew Perry. We miss you, buddy.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's David Schwimmer, who was Ross.
The most annoying
on
of the
Friends.
Group.
Yeah, he was but you have six main characters.
Right.
One of them has got to be a little annoying and whiny.
Yeah.
And high-pitched. David Schwimmer, though. I mean, it wouldn't have been the same without him, though.
No,
he was an integral part of the six. And he's 57. And the rapper of the day today, and he's a pretty big one. I mean, he's one of the more successful of all the rappers and hip-hoppers. Nelly is 49.
Oh,
and
sure.
You know what? I was going to maybe play a clip from Hot in Here or Shake Your Tail Feather.
Sure.
It was just too graphic for the young listeners and the tender ears of our Bob Almanac listeners.
I just decided not to, the
general subject matter.
Who did Tim McGraw do a song with? I thought.
Oh, the one with the plane and the video.
Wasn't that him? I don't know. Maybe it wasn't.
I lost track at that point, to be honest. He's 49.
Look it up. But
49.
Gone, but not forgotten today. We've got a fine list. And we're going to go back to the 1700s for one of history's most famous Americans, Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone was a man. Yes, a big man with an eye like an eagle and as tall as a mountain was he.
So in real life, did Daniel Boone also have a friend and a confidant who was a big, tall, stout African-American who played defensive line in the NFL in real life?
I don't know that he did.
First time about Rosie Greer.
Right. He did have Mingo, his trusted Indian companion. Daniel Boone was a man. Indeed he was. And he was born on this day, 1734.
Was that Mingo also just a pawn in the game of life?
I think. Very close.
Yeah.
Mingo, Mongo, Tomato, Tomato. Marie Antoinette, I think she lost her head at some point. 1755. We got a couple of gone presidents of the today. Former President James Polk, James K. Polk. He was the 11th president of our United States and was born on this day, 1795. And some 70 years later, on 1865, our 29th president, Warren Harding. Now, how come he doesn't get his middle initial here? Wasn't it Warren G. Harding?
They have to proclaim that when they go into the election.
Ah,
it's
okay.
It's either going to the election or it's on Inauguration Day.
I see.
You have to proclaim if you want your middle initial to be included in all official things.
Okay. Well, Warren G. must have forgot that. Warren Harding, 1865. Fine actor.
No, wait a minute. Now, you do realize that this is the only occurrence anywhere ever of U.S. presidents having the same birthday.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. That is you're not making that up?
I don't know. It's for everybody else to decide.
Okay. Academy Award-winning actor. He was great in Westerns. He could do them all, of course. We all, of course, loved him in Field of Dreams. Burt Lancaster.
Are you Moonlight Graham?
No one's called me Moonlight Graham in 50 years.
Well, I've come a very long way to see you.
You know, I couldn't sleep tonight. Usually I sleep like a baby. I told Alicia I was going to take a walk.
That's a great cameo, having him
so
in there.
So good.
And at what point in time did Kevin Costner's voice become like this?
I know, it's very high
there.
Right. Must have been a lot of...
Go get the horses. Take them to the train station.
A lot of Chesterfield Straits or something happened there. Gunfight at the OK Corral Airport there from Field of Dreams. 1913 for Burt Lancaster. Now he's Earl Speedo Carroll.
Not y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister.
It's funny, we have a song called Speedo, and you often wear a Speedo.
Correct. And I like to sing Speedo. He was a member of the Cadillacs, the Coasters, Earl Speedo Carroll, 1937. You remember this great group from the 70s for me, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. It's Know Your Emerson, Lake, and Palmer today.
Keith Emerson, Greg Lake, and Jim Palmer. He didn't wear Speedos, he wore jockeys.
Right. Not Lake, not Palmer, but Keith Emerson. Emerson, nice drumsticks you have there. Keith Emerson, born on this day, 19.
He was on the Moog. He was on the Moog synthesizer in that one.
The Andy Moog synthesizer.
He was Mooging it up.
Nice. We bob it up, he Mooged it up. Keith Emerson, 1944. Our gone rapper of the day, Prodigy. Prodigy. I don't know a darn thing about Prodigy other than he was born on this day in 1974. They're all gone. But not forgotten.
His opponent tonight, the giant from Walnut Grove, the pride of Hero Township, your very own Big John Garvin.
Ray Walston, how did you... You forgot Ray Walston. Your staff did. Yeah, Ray Walston, Mr. Hand.
Oh, for sure.
From
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Who else could go toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose with Spicoli?
Right.
Only Mr. Hand. And, of course, he was my favorite Martian.
Yes.
With Bill Bixby. And there he is in a very special episode of Little House on the Prairie when Jonathan Garvey, played by Merlin Olsen, was a professional wrestler.
Oh, very nice.
Basically the Wally Carbo of the Sleepy Eye territory for professional wrestling was Ray Walston.
Well, he was the commissioner and the announcer.
And a huckster, too. He tried to take everybody of their money. And then one more.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border.
Jay Black of Jay and the Americans.
Oh, yes.
That's
somewhat egregious.
Well, it's funny that Prodigy was in there.
I know. Where's
Jay
Black? Jay Black? I mean, good tune. Good singing.
Yeah, it is. Jay Black, Jay of the Americans, born 1938. Ray Walston was 1914. Now
they're all gone. Yes. But not forgotten.
And here is our trivia or quiz question for the Lone Star Tickets February 9th, Treasure Island. It was this date, 1932, Australian soldiers armed with Lewis guns went out to cull and limit a population of a certain animal because they were destroying crops in Western Australia. What was that animal? What animal? It was the Great Blank War, they called it, actually.
Okay.
They declared war against this animal. Feel bad for the animals because they had no way of defending themselves.
Kind of do, right.
What did they have?
It was a bit one-sided.
I think these animals do spit at you.
They had numbers.
They had numbers,
what
yes.
They really had.
So 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. That is your quiz question of the day. Your Bobathon of the day starts next. Clint Black, one more payment.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Chestnut, Gonna Get a Life, or another fast up-tempo song, Mavericks.
Ooh.
All You Ever Do Is Bring Me Down.
I think so. Let's go Mavericks.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1.